The insurance industry is full of one agent representing one company. I mean, chances are your current agent has one company, but just think of how limiting that really is. Have you heard of the Canopy Group? You need more than one agent representing more than one company. And that's why Paul Borkert and Jeff McDonald created the Canopy Group, so that you're not at the mercy of one agent with one company. The Canopy Group gives you 30 specialists and 16 separate insurance companies. Some of the names you'll recognize, like Nationwide and Progressive. Some you won't. But here's what you get: an agency that will shop for the best possible coverage from all of the different companies. As your needs change, the Canopy Group continues to find you the best coverage from a company that specializes in just what you need. So are you stuck with one company and one agent? Are you paying too much? The truth is, the Canopy Group last year saved their new clients an average of $810 on auto and home insurance. TheCanopyGroup.com or call 800-967-3389.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Oh boy, it's Friday.
Woo!
Oh man, what a week. What a 6 weeks it's been, you guys.
Mm-hmm. It's over. Ryan is back on Monday.
He's back. As soon as this podcast is over, the ding and dong trials are done, and Chris Godez and Ryan are back.
Well, you guys still got to put the show together on Monday.
Oh, shit.
We do?
Yeah, I mean, today for Monday. So it'll sort of bleed over a little bit. It's not going to be a full-on ding and dong, but yeah, there's going to be a little bit of bleed through.
Little,
you know,
bit
I mean?
Of ding, little bit of dong.
Yeah, well, it's actually pretty heavy on the dong.
Yeah, yep.
Which is just the way we like it.
Yeah, I do. I prefer it that way myself.
Dez has specifically said, for these 6 weeks, could we be heavier on the dong?
Yeah. Light on the ding, heavy on the dong.
She said, I don't need so much ding in my life, but if you could give me an extra dose of dong, then I am going to just be a happy girl.
But then I found out that you have your own sound effect. And then now I'm sad.
Yeah. No, I this whole time I thought about that, and then I saw somebody text in about it, and I thought, you know what? You might be dong. Mm-hmm. And people might love dong in their life, okay? Yeah. People might thrive with dong, but you don't have this. That is a dinger.
It is, but what sound would a dong make if a dong could make a sound?
That's your song. Or maybe this. Maybe it's this.
No! Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Could be that.
It's not ding dong and buzzer.
Yeah.
No, I know. That's true. But you don't have one, Dez, so I'm sorry. I win.
You do.
I win because
you win every day.
I don't think I win every day. Ryan will be back, and Rudy and the Catwalkers decided to put together a little ditty, and it definitely might have hurt some feelings. Speaking of ding and dong, and here it is. This is Ryan, come back.
Spend all these days, all this time without Rye Guy around. Really trying not to burn this place to the ground. But when the morning comes, ding and dong are at the helm again, and a decent break is nowhere to be found. Ryan, come back,
please.
Wanted how it used to be, 'cause the show sucked. 6 weeks it was without you.
Ouch.
Ryan, come back. Listeners could feel the need.
Yeah, I mean, that's a harsh bit of reality to hear, Dez.
It's so cute at the beginning,
mm-hmm,
and sweet a little bit, and then it's just...
It takes a little bit of a turn.
Yeah.
I mean, this part right here.
Yeah.
Feels like you're waiting in an elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's starting to come into a screeching halt. Yeah, you're right. I like that part, too.
I like the last, the last 10 seconds, for example, are great.
Except for if you don't come back, we are screwed. It doesn't feel super great.
You know, I didn't know if you noticed this, Dez. I told Crisco this earlier. I was walking down the hallway, and in the hallway, there's posters of, like, all the big shows that are in this building, and there's lights that are sort of, like, pointed directly at the posters in the hallway.
Yeah.
Every single poster is lit up except for today. The light bulb that lights the Crisco, Dez, and Ryan poster is burnt up, so it's completely dark around it.
Oh.
I don't know if that's an omen, but check it out. I don't know if you saw it in the hallway at all. I did kind of giggle about it. You know what else I noticed about that poster?
What?
I don't know who Photoshopped that and put it together. It definitely wasn't me, because there is a giant yellow piece Photoshopped in your hair.
In mine?
In your hair. Have you never seen it?
No, I'm going to run out there and look really quick.
Yeah, go.
I got to see
should.
It.
You should. Go
talk
look at it.
Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. I'll be back.
Because here's the funniest thing about that is if you walk down these hallways, it's the main hallway that brings us into the studio. So we have had that poster up since the show started, 5 years ago, 4 years ago,
yeah.
Something like that? So you walk past it every single day, and I don't know, it must have been about 3 weeks ago, I was just walking past, and I noticed it, because I'm the one who took the photo, but I didn't Photoshop the poster. So I was looking at the... she's like, yes, I've never noticed it. And I was looking at the photo, just seeing how sharp it was in certain places. And then I looked at it, I was like, wow, they left it a big giant yellow chunk just stuck in Dez's hair.
Huge! It looks like I have a big barrette, on my poof area that I like to poof.
Yeah.
I love it. I know.
We know you're what. Believe me, you are always bump it to me.
And how many times?
No, now we have to hear her breathe, Evan.
Yeah, right. And how many times have you walked past that poster, Des? Probably 1,000?
Yeah, 1,000. You're right. I've never, ever. It is bright. Instead of my hair, they just have a big yellow chunk.
It's a huge chunk of the background that they just left in and nobody minded to Photoshop it out of there.
It's a weird one.
To be fair, though, there is also a painting out in the hallway that somebody told me the first day I started here that looks like a giant dong. And if you look at the painting, it looks like a giant dong. Yep. And I guess I wouldn't even think to... Oh, there it is. Yeah, yep. I can't not see that dong every time I walk by.
It's a picture of me?
No. Well, I mean,
a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Yep. Big on one end, small on the other.
But it looks like a dong is on the rocket ship to the moon, you know?
Yeah, it really does.
Why are things that look like dongs funny? Because in our community little area at our beach, there's this little shack that sits there. And inside there's this big pipe that's in the ground and it looks like a schlong. I can't walk in there without saying
it. Who the hell says schlong? When have you heard anybody say schlong since Wayne's World?
I like it, man. I like it. The one I like to do is the old school one where it's oh, look at that. He's got his banner waving in the air. I like that one too.
That's why I love Austin Powers, because they have the one where they just keep going over and over. They're like, oh my God, it looks like a big giant Wang! Pay attention! It's just so funny. Oh my gosh.
It reminds me of Superbad when he's like, you know what foods are dong shaped? The best ones.
The best kinds. A corn dog,
pickles.
A popsicle. They're all the best shaped foods. And I couldn't eat them forever. Oh God. That is a good movie too. Superbad.
So good. I need to see that again.
Oh man. This is just, we're going to move from one thing that's funny and hilarious like dongs and move on to something that's really stupid. Ugg boots, Des.
Yeah.
Do you have Ugg boots?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, now they're being taken to the next level by kids. There's a kid on TikTok who her parents are real pissed off at because she started cutting up her Ugg boots and turning them into slippers because they're so out of season. They're so out of style.
Oh, my God.
Here's what she wants to tell you about.
Recently, all I've seen on my For You page are girls cutting their Ugg boots into slippers. Now, these babies are all kind of jacked up. They're 7 years old. But instead of throwing them out, I'm going to cut them up, see if I can reuse them.
So now from here, I'm going to cut straight from here all the way up to the top of this seam.
I'd probably only wear them in the comfort of my own house, but still, recycle, baby.
Ha! Huh.
Yeah, why are you mad about that? If they're 7 years old, you've probably gotten your money's worth. I guess I don't know exactly how much a pair of Uggs cost, Des.
$100. The tall, tall ones are maybe 120. Yeah. They could be cheaper now.
Sure. If you've had them for 7 years and your feet are growing out of them, just cut the tops of them, especially where your toesies are, and just let them poke through.
So that's the problem. Uggs are always, they still stay nice and clean and lovely on the top. It's like sheep's wool or something in there. Mm-hmm. So inside, they get real stinky.
Yeah, but then wash them. Can't you just wash
them? You can wash them, but they're just, I don't know. They're just not the same. I don't know. I just can't see cutting off that part and then leaving the nasty.
I didn't tell you guys this, but somebody rewarded himself with a new pair of house Crocs.
Oh.
For Christmas. It got big, bright red ones, and they are fantastic.
Love it.
I got my nephew into them. He loved them.
Yes.
And what cereal design did you go with?
I did just red, buddy.
Just red?
I just did straight red.
All right.
They had Frankenberry.
Okay.
But I thought, you know what? I'm becoming more of an adult.
Yeah.
So as I bought my Crocs on Amazon, they are houseboats, by the way. Have you ever seen a size 15 croc?
Yeah, my brother-in-law's.
Oh,
that sounded weird.
Yeah, it did. Wow. I want your sister to listen to this podcast. Yeah, I did. My brother-in-law's.
Oh, they're big.
It looks like a giant croc.
It looks like a croc.
We should have croc shots and everybody take us three take pictures of our crocs.
See, this is what happens when you start coming up with ideas in the podcast. You hear it?
Don't you remember what happened last time when Jack I totally sent a croc it. Shot to Ryan and he got all angry about it?
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Did not like it one bit.
Croc shot. Okay, so stop saying it. We gotta move on from our croc talk.
Croc talk.
There you go, Dez. Come up with that podcast. It's croc me, Dez, talk. With Croc Talk. Oh, God. Rudy, you were saying that you wanted to share something with us?
Yeah, so this happened yesterday. It's going to kind of turn the podcast in a little different direction. So I was at the gym, and my gym has been very good about the social distancing and the masking and all that.
Nice.
I was walking past a guy yesterday, and he was on the elliptical, which is the last row of the cardio machine. So there's bikes up front, and then there's like two rows of treadmills, and then behind that is like an elliptical machine, and the guy's on it. And as I walk by, and I've never seen this guy at the gym before, he's kind of, I don't want to say older guy, but he's got to be like probably upper 50s, low 60s. And as I am walking past him, I notice that he has his phone and he is taking pictures. There's two women that are in front of him on treadmills, and he's taking pictures of their butts as he's on the treadmill. And my first thought is, first off, wrong. So I got to say something, right? But then I thought, first off, I don't know that guy, and I don't know if he's with these people or not. And it'd be different if it was like somebody that I knew personally, you know, who was having their photo taken. But maybe he was like, he knows those people and he was like going to joke with them. I don't know what the
maybe
situation is.
Maybe they're influencers and they were like, take a picture of me working out.
Totally. But I know dudes and I know what dudes do with cameras when nobody's looking. And I thought this guy is probably. So I walked up to the guy who's working the counter and I go, hey, man, I don't want to be that guy, but there's a dude on the treadmill that is the elliptical who's taking pictures of the ladies in front of him. And the guy stops for a second. He's like, white t-shirt, black shorts. I was like, why, yes. He's like, oh, man. I've had this conversation with him before. I was like, then why are you letting him back in here?
Oh, that's so weird.
I can't even believe it. I was so floored. And then I got in the car, and I was thinking to myself, man, why was I such a puss? I should have totally been the dude to call that guy out, because obviously the guy who's working the counter doesn't care enough to go up there and go, dude, we got to tear up your membership. I should have been the one, because now I would have publicly shamed this guy, and hopefully he never takes another picture of a backside of a lady in the gym again.
Well, and first off, there's so many different options to get a picture of a butt. You don't need to be the creeper in a right? gym. I mean, come on.
That's what I was thinking, too. You can't just go on the internet.
Google butt. You'll find a million butts.
Oh, man.
It's just so stupid. I mean, I will say, though, I have been known to sneak a photo or two of Dez's forehead.
It is
pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you eyeing it up today.
Oh, you saw it? Oh, God, that's so embarrassing. Remember, let me put my phone down. Oh,
remember pre-COVID when you used to kiss it?
Kiss your forehead. That sounded
my
really...
My forehead!
Okay, I know. You have to explain yourself in the podcast. I do remember. It was a good day.
He sent me a close-up in a black and white, and I was like, why are we looking at pictures of the moon? This is ridiculous.
That's right. And you would have thought it was the moon, but it was not. It's Dez's forehead. Yeah. And it used to be for landing my lips, and now I can't because it's awkward with HR.
And your lips are so big that one time they were a little wet and you got stuck up there.
I did. I was like, oh boy, that is weird. Did you guys watch any of the new shows yesterday? The
Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune.
No.
How crazy is that? First time Wheel of Fortune's been in primetime in its like life.
Oh, really?
How crazy. And it's just for them doing charity. They gave away so much money. Leslie Jones made over $100,000, I think.
That's awesome.
Or no, wait, no, she made, I don't know what she made. But Tony Hawk won $100,000 just in his final puzzle. He won $100,000. So that was a ton of fun. But there's this show, and I don't know how I feel about it. And Rudy, I think, would just trash it. It's not great, but we watched it because we know a lot of the people on there. It's the Go Big or Go Home show. It's got Snoop Dogg, Rosario Dawson. There's a wrestler on there. And then Nettles. Is that a singer?
Yeah.
Something Nettles?
Jennifer Nettles.
Jennifer Nettles is one of the judges as well. First off, the voting is really, 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 really cheesy stupid. They have like a handle and you push it forward as you're like all in agreement and pushing it. And then it goes up to like 100. And then when you all let go of it and stop, then it pretends that the scores are that. So they like push it to 95 and they're like, and they, really dumb and cheesy. There was a guy on there that I will never forget because it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He was a superhero, he called himself. He called himself Canhead. I've never heard of this in my life. Mm. The only reason I bring it up is because I'm curious if somebody we know has this problem.
Canhead?
Things stick to him.
Like a magnet?
Like he said something around the percentage of water in a normal body is like whatever. I don't know the statistics were, but basically he's at like 125%. So he could take anything, a bottle of alcohol, popped it right on the top of his head and poured an alcoholic beverage right into a glass for somebody by tipping his head over. It was like he could just take cans and go ploop.
I need to look this up.
Look him up, Des. Weird. He just sticks things to his head. And he could tip his head over. He could move it side to side. And they tried it. Other people there were like, oh, I can just rub this against my hand and I'll put it right there. He goes, like, it's like 4% of like humans were born with this.
Yeah. And every video I'm finding is all him.
It's all him. I think he's literally just goes by the nickname Canhead. And so he has his photo is like four cans. And it's the weirdest thing ever. Did you see it, Rudy?
No, I haven't looked it up yet.
Okay.
I was just trying to think about it. Is that the only trick he can do, though, is just put a glass on your head and then just pour it into a glass? That's it?
So basically, he lost big time. Yeah. He put cans on his head, and he would put like one, and he put another one, and he put another one, and he'd pour you a drink and everything. But it was really, what were you going to say?
This is, I'm reading, it's called Canhead Skin Condition. And not only is he able to stick objects to his skin, but his wounds heal way faster. He gets sick way less, and he shows he ages slower than the average person.
Oh,
he's
wow.
in the Guinness Book of World Records for carrying the most cans on his head this last year.
Oh, wow. Huh. Yeah, I see him now. Yeah, yeah. I thought maybe he had like a Jedi force where he could like pull his hand out and then woof, like, you know, his Schlitz malt liquor would come flying at him. Oh, dude, he's got like a giant bottle of Fiji water stuck to his head.
Yeah, dude, it's everything, like big, full glass bottles. You'd think if the guy was aging slower, he'd take better care of himself. He looks like me with no hair.
Yeah, and is it just beverage containers that he can hold on to himself? Because it'd be nice if he could like take an oar and just stick that thing on
just,
there,
like,
man.
Just he'll paddle his way. I mean, God, how cool would that be? But I just thought that was fascinating. But he got like out of 100, he got 79 for pouring stuff off of his head.
Okay. What's the name of this show again?
It's called Go Big or Go Home, and it's really weird. They have two people go head-to-head against each other three times on the show, and then they eliminate somebody.
Sounds dumb, but now I have to see it after I'm looking at all this stuff.
Watch it just for the example, Des. Just maybe watch one round of it.
Okay.
It's pretty dumb. Me and my brother were like, oh, this could be exciting. This could be fun. Not really.
Well, so. I do love that Jennifer Nettles.
That's true.
I mean, maybe I'll watch it just because of that.
I know somebody that Rudy loves, and I think he's very, very funny. One note, and I'm going to say his name wrong, Rudy, so correct me. Mm-hmm. Comedian Brian Posehn?
Brian Posehn.
Posehn. God, I knew it. Posehn. He just released a video for his song New Music Sucks, where he takes aim at today's stars, including Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, The Chainsmokers, Ed Sheeran, Kanye West. And here is him singing, and let me give you a big heads up. He cannot sing. So here we go.
Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Drake and even Macklemore.
Whoa.
Alan Thicke's kid, One Direction, Mumford and their sons, Kesha, Biebs, Lord, Miley, even Bruno Mars. I'm sure he's super talented. Well, try telling that to my ears. I'm not saying that I think they all should die.
Oh.
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that it makes me want to cry.
Oh.
Cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a very funny guy. He's starting to get up there a little bit in age. I've seen him a few times. He's come around. He was on in a movie with Zach Galifianakis called The Comedians of Comedy.
Oh, okay.
And it's with him, Patton Oswalt. He's kind of like that alt nerdy comic.
Okay.
He was on a show for a long time, Des. You might remember at News Radio.
Oh, I loved that show.
He's the big tall guy who he always sounds
I know exactly who he is.
He was like the male guy who would come around with the cart and whatnot. Yeah, his voice is iconic, and he does a ton of voiceover work. Yeah,
I was going to end the podcast, but how can I end the podcast when Des is going to bust out her impersonations? I mean, wait, stop everything, okay? If we have the lucky chance in our lives to get Des impersonating a guy who sounds monotone like this. Wait, stand back, everybody. Here's Des.
He just sounds sad all the time. What do you mean? What do you mean? How can I don't think I didn't do it?
That you just Ta-da! Sound like yourself. Oh my God, Des, you are the treat Ta-da! We all needed.
You sound like you took 30 Vicodin.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, then we should probably wrap this up. You have to drive home. That's not okay.
Things are going to get weird.
Oh, things have been weird for 6 weeks. Yeah. But again, this is the last podcast that you have to pretend to listen to until Ryan comes back. He will be back on Monday. He is going to bring, hopefully, a positive attitude and hopefully 2 new upgrades permanently.
Exactly. And just the smarts. We could use his smarts.
100%.
Make sure you download PodMN if you like listening to our podcast, another Minnesota-made podcast, because you can win free things, restaurant gift cards, other cool things. It's PodMN.
What other cool things, Des?
Like shopping gift cards. Shopping gift cards. And like other free stuff. It doesn't even matter.
I love your emo voice.
I'm going to send this to Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
I think you love it.
Mr. Posehn.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
You're Posehn in my butt.
Oh, okay. I don't think you could say that.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. For the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
If you want to make an entrance, bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. A mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. With great taste bursting out of every can. So bring something sweet to your next barbecue or bring a little spice to Sunday's brunch. Bring refreshing strawberry flavor to any fiesta with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.